Okay, tonight we'll learn the halachos of Kirsha Levana. And this year is Lili Nishmas Estenecha Bas Menachem Allah Hashal. Okay. Thank you for the sponsorship. Anyway, so I decided that since Kirsha Levana is usually said Matzah Shabbos, so it's enough connected with Shabbos that we're still in Halacha Shabbos. The mitzvah of Kirsha Levana is a mitzvah asher shezman grama. Therefore, women are not obligated to say it, even though there are mitzvah shezman grama that women do. This one they do not do. Meaning that this is something interesting, that we do find that there are certain mitzvahs which women are pata from, like shofar, lulav. And B'nai Ashkenaz, the women do it with a bracha. B'nai Sfarad, they don't do it, and even if they do it without a bracha. Right? Well, he has them in mind, but they definitely don't say themselves. So even though B'nai Ashkenaz could do it with a bracha, but Kirsha Levana, they do not do. Okay, one needs to wait until nightfall before reciting the bracha. That's why we say it at night. One waits until nightfall. Kirsha Levana should not be recited while standing under a roof. Someone who is too weak to go outside may say it inside by a window, preferably with the window open. You hear that? In other words, you're supposed to, that's why we go outside, so we're not under a roof. And what?
About a sunroof.
Same thing on the roof.
But there's no roof. There's no roof. It's empty as the ceiling.
It's empty, or it's a sky roof.
No, not about skylight. I'm talking about
it's empty. Then you're under the sky.
Like a chuppah. I'm saying like the chuppah, a little tiny window that counts.
Yeah. What's the reason we have to go under the sky? I left it somewhere. I don't know where it is. What do you say? What's the reason?
What's the reason why I have to be under the roof?
Okay. The next halacha. One should stand with his feet straight like when davening Shmoneh Esrei. You should be standing straight. It doesn't mean your feet together. It doesn't say together. Just standing straight. Not walking around. Not walking around. Just stand in one spot.
So
if you need to walk to someone, you can walk to someone, but during the bracha,
Bashman Esri, your feet doesn't have to be together?
Doesn't have to be together.
Bashman Esri,
but during Kiddush HaLevana.
Like when Dominic
standing straight like Shmon Esri.
Oh, like standing.
Straight. That's
not moving.
Before beginning to recite the bracha, why don't you give a glance at the moon? Right, before you start the bracha, you glance at the moon, you don't stare, you glance. Some then turn towards the Mizrach.
Which is opposite the moon?
If there's a cloud in front of the moon, but it's possible to see the moon through the cloud, and there's enough light to benefit from it, like most of what one would be able to see on a normal night, it's permitted to recite the bracha. Meaning, sometimes you go outside, you see that there's a cloud in front of the moon. You can't really see the moon at all. It's like really being blocked, but you know it's behind it. That's not enough. If it's a thin cloud, you can see the moon through the cloud, and you could assume that if it would be really dark outside, it would be giving light through it, then you could say Kiddush Levana.
I just take a helicopter above the cloud and then we'll be...
Should do that also. If one started to recite the bracha and then the moon got covered, he should continue. However, if one sees that the moon will get covered in the middle of his bracha, he should not begin.
Speed read.
Speed read.
Is that the whole thing or just that one paragraph?
We're talking about just the bracha. Just the bracha. The bracha right now.
Is the bracha the only thing that's makar?
Yeah. According to the Shulchan Aruch, one should wait until 7 days after the Moila to begin reciting the bracha. There are different opinions if one needs to wait Meis Leis. I mean, even from the Moilad, right? Before, by Berachas HaChodesh, they announced the Moilad. That's when the moon will be in its original place. So there are some that wait 7 days from then, and some wait 7 days exactly to the time that we mentioned in the Meilad. However, most places hold that already 3 days after the Meilad, one can say the bracha. And this is a Malachalikas Menhagim. In America, many places wait until 7 day, even Ashkenazim. Over here, it's so many of the Ashkenazim wait only 3 days because it's the minig of the Grah. Many wait until the next Matzah Shabbos. Even if, let's say, the third or the seventh day comes out of the middle of the week, they wait until Matzah Shabbos. However, the Gra's opinion was not to wait, especially in the winter months. The Gra used to say, "Shmatim is a matzahs, al tikkur matzah, al mitzvahs. Mitzvah, but the yotchata al tachmitzenu. Mitzvah comes to hands, you shouldn't push it off. So, because you might not be able to keep it. Especially in the winter when it could be cloudy. One may say Kiddush Levana until the end of the 15th day from the Moilad. Right, so not always is it the 15th of the month. It could be a little later, a little earlier, depending on the Moilad. According to the Ramah, you have a little less than 15 days. In case of need, one may rely on the first opinion. If you look at the fancy calendars that we have with all those manim, over there somewhere on the page, it says when is the last time you could say Kiddush Levana.
That's what they announce, like the
three Shabbatim things. Yeah. No, but there they're announcing the Moilad, which is when the moon will be in its spot.
Why do they always say it in Yiddish? What's with Yiddish?
By us, and shall they say it in English?
That's all right.
Wow. Okay.
What does it mean for me?
I had the same kasha. That's why we say it in English.
No one knows what it means.
I have no idea what the point is.
Like,
what is it telling
you? Right. You'll know exactly when the moon will be in its place. Yeah. It's a good idea to know.
That's the first mitzvah you ever got.
Like, you have to hear it, like, if you didn't hear the guy, you should go.
You have to be there, but you should hear. There is anything to hear before you say the, So look it up in the calendar beforehand if you know you're not gonna. But you don't have to make any scene out of it. If you didn't hear, you didn't hear it.
The guy is on the screen.
I didn't hear it. Heckle. The guy can answer loudly.
If there are only three people together, it's better to say Kiddush Levana than to wait for a night when there'll be 10 people, especially in the winter. Same idea, because you might come to miss it. If there's only one other person, then you say Shalom Aleichem three times to this one person.
Are you supposed to say Aleichem Shalom also three times?
Oh, you also dance.
To each person, you say Aleichem Shalom once.
Aleichem Shalom does what?
Right. Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom.
Isn't he here to do it three times? To answer three times?
No.
What if you're by yourself?
So you can say it to yourself.
Really? So you talk to yourself?
Yeah, why not?
Pull out a mirror. So you're supposed to talk to yourself?
You don't have to. The idea of saying Shalom Lechem by Berachas Salavana, by Kiddush Levana, is that the halacha is that if you don't see a friend for 30 days, so you make a bracha shachion, it's like excitement. So the beginning of the month, Shalom Aleichem, it's excitement for a new month and all that. We say Aleinu, the you only have to say the first part of Aleinu until Al Kain, but the Adam says the whole thing.
Shalom Aleichem, you don't have to say it if no one's around.
Yeah. So if no one's around, then you don't have to. Then you have to, right? Then afterwards, there's a minute to dance, right? To say Tov Mayrois and to dance.
Why Tov Mayrois?
The Mayrois are the luminaries, the moon.
Also the sun. So we should sing it after what you call it.
What?
Singing
for 28
years.
Now I'm gonna read you a Ramah. Listen to this Ramah. Ramah says, when you mekadesh it in the weekday, you should wear nice clothing. You hear that? The Mishmur says we're not knowing to do this. But the idea,
is that why she's waked up?
It's one of the reasons. Yes, Louis, we got another aim at catch on the van account tissue of the coin boom and fire. And then he says the aim at catch on the same Mati Shabbos. Why not? Why are we not in catch on the Mati Shabbos? Because we're worried.
Forget. Oh, you'll lose the chance if you miss the first two.
Because you know the dance on Shabbos.
Even inside?
Oh no, I read the wrong thing. One second. Here.
In Shabbos, shut down.
Oh,
shut down.
You know the dance. What you do here, you walk around, it's not dancing.
Now I go crazy.
Maybe he's never seen us in the Kais.
What about on Perm? Perm Shabbos. My own goes mama's crazy.
Where is it? It says it's a...
Perm Shabbos is Perm.
Easy.
So we're here. Fine, okay, now what happens, one more halakha. If let's say the 15th of the month passed and you didn't say Kiddush Levana, is there any Eitzah? So you take out a Gemara Sanhedrin. A Gemara Sanhedrin, over there, the bracha is written in the Gemara. The Gemara brings the bracha down. So what you can do is the Gemara Sanhedrin, that Membeis. You can take the Gemara outside and say, start reading the Gemara. Haroy Levana bechidush Shem Evarech Baruch Ata Hashem Kehem Chalam Hashem Ba'amar Baruch Chaken.
You use Shem Malchus
or no? Yeah, if you're reading the Gemara, you could say what's Shem Malchus.
Rabbi, I once heard that you're not going to die that month of Kiddush.
Right, I don't want to speak that one out.
Why not?
It says that if someone says Kiddush Levana,
I know many people that have died.
Says if someone says Kiddush Levana, he will not die that month. So we see people die and they say Kiddush Levana, Al Kachach, they skip the word.
No way.
It's Pasha, they skip the word.
What? That's a crazy.
What? That's a crazy.